Priya. So here I am today, after a lifetime, yes, actually, of practicing bhakti yoga, and if you stand there now and you have learned about bhakti yoga, maybe you have practiced it also for a while, or you're at the beginning of it, or maybe as long as I have. You may see it the way I see it. I mean, how this looks like on this planet today. Of course, we have Vaishnavism. It's, I mean, the largest part of what they call Hinduism, where you find this bhakti idea on Krishna and Vishnu. And then you have different groups and movements, traditions, branches on the tree. But where I am, and maybe where you are as well, it looks a little bit like this. There are those for whom bhakti yoga is much about this. And they will show some illustrations here. A person, and then dhoti, kurta, sari, tilak, all of those things. And the neck beads, and maybe also about this, and we show someone, a member of our community, a congregation, church, temple, this and that. And there are those for whom it is more like this. And of course, these are combined. And then you have this learned person sitting there with scriptures and reading and glasses and maybe even being very austere. So, but then you have, and I think, you correct me if I'm wrong, that those are the most of us. And we just show someone who is just an ordinary person, but with a big bag in the hand and the books there, a little altar at home. Just living out in society. In society you grew up and how you feel comfortable. And with friends and family and so on. And walking this bhakti path, which is an inner path. Each one of these as well, the externals simply support the internal, which is what it's all about. The soul, the Atman, the Bhagavan, the relationship there, and so on. We can illustrate all these things. So again, we spoke last time about religions and how they cause wars and this and that, and how to avoid those pitfalls. And of course, we can notice that here as well. And we show the pictures there of, you know, the temple and the buildings and this and that, and on top there is big leader and leaders even above. So again, what's the pitfall and what's the true path of bhakti here?